Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Superior Livestock's got the Video Royale 24 set for the 1st, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August next week on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Monday, 1st of August, they'll be broadcasting live from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they'll be broadcasting live from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, starting at 10 a.m. Central Time all 3 days. A total of 143,000 head will be offered over the 4 sale days, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday, the sale will be focusing on animals from central, southern, and southeastern states. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they'll primarily be coming from the western part of the United States. For details, give them a call at 800-422-2117, or for more details, you can also go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Scrutiny of big ag mergers continues by Uncle Sam, and according to the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley of Iowa, the Justice Department now saying they will enforce antitrust law in the proposed Dow-DuPont merger. Iowa Republican Grassley says he's gotten a response back from the Justice Department to his earlier letter asking for a thorough antitrust review of the proposed Dow-DuPont merger.
The department stated that they would thoroughly enforce Section 7 of the Clayton Act, which prohibits mergers and acquisitions that substantially lessen competition.
Grassley says the seed industry is on the brink of a massive realignment if DowDuPont and the Kim China Syngenta deals are completed, along with the potential acquisition of Bayer by Monsanto.
Considered individually, these transactions may not present substantial opposition. However, if these transactions are completed in the same year, the industry would be substantially transformed. The current structure of the six major seed and chemical companies would be reduced to four only, one of which would be owned by the Chinese government.
DowDuPont would control 76% of the corn seed market, 66%, two-thirds, of the soybean seed market. Stockholders voted last week to join the two agribusiness and chemical giants this year. Short of blocking the DowDuPont merger, Grassley says that the Justice Department could modify the deal, as done so when Tyson was forced to sell off its sow buying unit in a deal with Hillshire Farms. Meanwhile, a group of bipartisan senators, including Senator Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and his top Democrat on the committee, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, have signed a letter, sending it to USDA, requesting the agency address concerns with the proposed organic livestock and poultry rule before publishing the regulation. Led by Senator Roberts and Ms. Stabenow, 13 senators in all signed the letter that says the proposed rule raises significant concerns regarding the impact on current organic poultry and egg producers, as well as access and price for organic consumers. The group also says proposed changes to outdoor access standards, which could have a detrimental impact to both animal health and food safety. From the calendar, next week, pretty busy. You got the winter canola schools going on Tuesday in Lahoma, Thursday in Weatherford, and then the Statewide Women in Agriculture Conference happening next Thursday, Friday, 4th and 5th of August at the Moore Norman Technology Center on the south side of Oklahoma City. One of the keynotes that'll be at this year's conference, Dr. Temple Grandin. You've got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.